And coming up next is your chance to listen to my recent interview with Nick and the Sun Machine. First up, let's have a listen to the track that opens their album, Wide Lying Smiles. This is White Chalk.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
White chalk on my level plain, rest my thoughts on the things that change. White chalk on my level plain, rest my thoughts on the things that change. The patchwork skyline, bring back thoughts of the strongest life. Love was never lost, be it odd, be it kind, and don't take comfort in what stays the same. Rest my thoughts on the things that I could put my words to rest. If nature ruled the earth, could not be sold at any cost. Would you think about it at any price? Would you think about it at all?
With Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Nick Field, and I am joined in the studio now by Nick and the Sun Machine. Hello there, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hello.
My goodness, you all sound a bit like you're miles away. I'll just move the microphones up a little bit. Just kind of like move in a bit closer. You.
Hello. Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. Right, first things first. First things first, introduce yourselves to our listeners.
Hi, I'm Nick from Nick and the Sun Machine.
Hello, I'm Simon from Nick and the Sun Machine.
I'm Joe. From Nick and the Sun Machine.
Right, yeah. Joe can't quite move in far enough to the microphone because of his impressive bass guitar.
rather impressive.
Indeed. Well, welcome to Phoenix FM, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Is this all of you, or are there more?
There are more. We've got one more, which is Michael J. Scott. He's our lead guitarist.
And where is he right now?
Who knows?
That's a good question.
Who knows? It's a mystery every day.
Yes. Because when people hear this, he probably isn't there now. Well, welcome to Phoenix FM. It's great to have the three of you with us. So tell us a bit about Nick and the Sun Machine. Where did we get you from?
Well, we're all from St Albans in Hertfordshire. And we all grew up there and, you know, were pampered there and cushioned and all that rubbish. That's where we're from.
I've been playing with Nick in bands on and off for about 10 years. And a couple of years ago, we picked up Joe, who plays bass. And then we auditioned Michael J. Scott not long after that. And so I suppose as a full band, we've been in the lineup for about a year and a half now.
About 2 years now.
Is it 2 years
April.
Now?
Two years.
April.
Yeah.
There we go.
And exactly.
Yeah, pretty much exactly 2 years.
How convenient.
Yeah. Anniversary show.
Hey, excellent. Okay, and are you named after a Sun Machine in particular?
Yeah, we are, actually. It's the Sun Machine of a certain David Bowie song called Memory of a Free Festival, in which he repeats, "The Sun Machine is coming down and we're going to have a party" at the end of the song. So, it's kind of a little, you know, tribute to Bowie because, well, he's certainly been a big influence on me as a songwriter. So, you know, yeah. I don't know about the rest of the guys. What do you think? They had no choice in the matter.
This was kept secret when we chose the name, but it turns out that it's a really great song, so I'm okay with it.
Thankfully.
For you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we might even play it once at some point.
Definitely, yeah.
Excellent. Well, you have your instruments there, and I think before we do anything else, we better get you to make some use of them. What track are you going to do for us first?
This is a song called Baby A. It's from our new album, Wide Lying Smiles.
Take it away, Nick and the Sun Machine, here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. Yeah, we can't afford a proper studio audience, so basically I just have to go mental all on my own.
Did you just, like, do that clap and then overlay it later on?
Yeah, maybe I should try that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, might be an idea. Okay, yeah, well, okay, we will try that for the next one. that is the sound of Nick and the Sun Machine live here in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was called Baby A, and it's available on their album Wide Lying Smiles, which we are going to talk about very shortly. First of all, what I would say, gents, is how would you describe Nick and the Sun Machine's sound?
Oh, God.
Eclectic.
Good, we like that.
Probably, I'd say it's a mixture of folk, rock, and pop music, and the thing that sort of seems to bind it together are the harmonies, I think. We're very, very into bands that have lots of harmonies, like, Steely Dan and the Beach Boys and the Beatles and stuff like that. And we're very into singing. All of us like to sing, so that seems to be the thing that kind of binds it all together.
I think that's fair.
Another part of it for all of us, and this is becoming more and more apparent for us, is that I think we feel that it's genuine music. It's music for the love of playing it. And I hate to say it, but yeah, it's the opposite of what a lot of chart music is about at the moment. And we're really all for original music that's got a genuine message in it.
Absolutely.
To sort of come through a bit more.
And that's something we are more than happy to endorse here on Phoenix FM, I say. So yes, good stuff. You mentioned Steely Dan there, who are coming up next. They're your first musical choice. Mm. But who else would you describe from them? David Bowie. Would you say there are other bands there who are big influences for you?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely draw influence. I mean, as a songwriter, I draw influences from all over the place. As the sound is probably something that's different to that. But I'm very influenced by PJ Harvey as a songwriter, even though our music doesn't really sound anything like her. But just her approach, I think, is something that I find very interesting. I find it inspiring, and I don't think I sound anything like PJ Harvey. But yeah. But that's definitely someone, and Bob Dylan as well, and Neil Young, and sort of older acts like that. Yeah.
I think we're all heavily influenced by sort of the more soulful side of sort of musical history. You know, people like Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett. We've all grown up listening to a lot of that type of music.
Mm, definitely.
The kind of, again, the sort of messages and sincerity in that kind of music really means a lot to us all, I think.
Stevie Wonder as well.
Yeah.
Massively, yeah.
Oh, I wish I could get a ticket for the next gig.
Just very into songcraft, really. I think that's a big factor in, what we're trying to do. Yeah.
Excellent. We'll be talking a bit more about your album, and your first musical choice is a bit of Steely Dan, and you've got a very good story about this track, which we are going to hear after we've heard it. So here is a bit of Steely Dan.
I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you. while you're reeling in the ease. Slowing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the ease? Slowing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of mine?
FM.
You are indeed here with us on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That was Steely Dan and Reeling in the Years, the first musical choice of my guests tonight, Nick and the Sun Machine. And apparently, you have a little cover of that particular track in the works. Tell us about that, gents.
Yeah, we've started rehearsing that song because our producer said to us, you know, we're going to make a little video. You're going to come to the studio and you're going to do a really good popular cover, and we picked Reeling in the Years, so we're not sure how popular it is, but Steely Dan are more of a cult band, I guess, but we absolutely love that song, so
it's a challenge as well vocally, and it's one of their first major hits when they were still an actual band as opposed to two guys that have lots of session players around them. So, I mean, me as a drummer as well, there's a particular lovely drum beat to it, but trying to do that and sing is a challenge.
But it sounds very good, though.
So,
I say so myself.
But yeah, we're going to wind up recording a music video to put on YouTube for this, and just us playing in the room, really, but... And our producer has demanded it of us.
This has been very pushy,
And rightly so.
Yeah, rightly so, of course. Yes.
Right. Well, maybe we should give you some practice with playing in a room and get you to do another song for us.
Great. Okay.
What track are you going to do for us next?
This is a song from our acoustic EP called Better Than Any Drug. So, yes.
The acoustic EP is called Quiet Lying Smiles.
Take it away. Nick and the Sun Machine here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
He was all but on the road, and sleeping shadows called him home, and nothing but the howling night churned up in next he sees a fair young girl amongst the overpowered sky, and through the leaves a sparkling smile, a greeting for that morning's eye. So, walk yourself for further use, charge the road, stamp on my ground, and blow the wind for her future. Cause love and lust will banish you, and anger might destroy you. Don't deny seen me yet. Please walk that road. She said, revere my body. direction. I switched out the lights, blew out my candles and lay down to talk.
That is the sound of Nick and the Sun Machine live here in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was a track entitled Better Than Any Drug. And you mentioned a bit about EPs and albums that you've got out. So what do you have available at the moment?
At the moment, there's three things available. We have a single that we recorded about a year ago at Air Studios in London called Mountain. And we also have an acoustic EP called Quiet Lying Smiles, which is basically five tracks of the more kind of rootsy, folky stuff that we do, including that song. And we have an album as well called Wide Lying Smiles, which we released about a month ago on the 8th of March.
So the album and the acoustic EP were both recorded at the same studio, but whereas the album is kind of sort of semi-live studio recording, the Quiet Lying Smiles EP is five tracks recorded in one day, one or two takes per song, everything absolutely
fully live.
Which was a different challenge, it was great.
With studio quality.
Yeah.
All tape machine. We were lucky enough to record to tape machine, I think.
We like that sort of
earthy, depthy sound, you know.
Yeah, that was a real luxury.
Excellent. Where can people get their hands on the album and the EP?
You can order it via our website, and there's a link to Bandcamp at the moment. But it's also available on iTunes as well. The album is available on iTunes, but everything else is available from Bandcamp.
You can order the actual disc from Bandcamp, can't you?
Yeah. That's right.
So you can either download it or you can order it and we'll send it out to you.
And I can say that the disc, I have it in my hands here and it looks very nice, people. Lots of pretty colours.
Yes, we like the psychedelia, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's worked pretty well, I think. So, yes, it's available as a download or on a CD. Excellent. We'll talk a bit more about things that you've got coming up after we've heard your next musical choice. It's a bit of Jane's Addiction. Tell us about what Jane's Addiction mean to you.
Oh, they mean a hell of a lot to us.
I just think they're one of the greatest sort of rock bands of the last 30 years, I think. You know, just love their
power, and I mean, it's just very shamelessly uninhibited and very imaginative and just dirty music, you know. I mean, I'm not afraid to say it, but I love a bit of filthy rock and roll.
For me, it was one of these things where Nick played me their second album, Ritual Della Habitual, in the car on the way to a gig or something, and it's one of those moments where I just went, why haven't I been listening to this already for a decade or more? And I've instantly got the first two albums and still listening to them regularly. And yeah. Mikey is the same, our guitarist. He's not here.
Yeah. I remember seeing them live at Reading Festival about sort of 10 years ago, and I'd not heard any of their albums at all. And I was just, I mean, I think Travis were on after them or something. I just felt so sorry for Travis because nothing could have followed it. It was just an astonishing live performance. You know, it was like just utterly relentless and, yeah, just powerhouse, fantastic
band.
What
are we trying to do? Yeah.
What's what we're trying to do?
Yeah. Interestingly enough, you know, we've sat here and had the discussion what the best Red Hot Chili Peppers album is, and the album One Hot Minute is recorded with Dave Navarro, and that is my favourite out of all
it's
the albums.
And
it's probably it's our favourite, and it's probably the sort of the unsung album that they did, and a lot of people don't think about it when they look at the history of the Chili Peppers. And I must say, you compare it to some of the more recent releases like Stadium Arcadium, it's just nothing on One
Hot
Minute. Yeah, it doesn't even compare.
Yeah,
Dave Navarro is amazing.
Yeah, he is indeed. Yeah.
Indeed. And now he's going to show us just how amazing he is. Here's Jane's Addiction. We'll be right back. is the sound of Jane's Addiction. Attention. Here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. Another musical choice by my guests tonight, Nick and the Sun Machine. So, gents, I first saw you playing live at Stand and Calling in Hertfordshire way back last August, which probably feels like quite a while ago now.
Yeah.
But yes, I do remember the fabulous hat that you were wearing during that set.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I knew it would work. I think Simon's was the most impressive hat, actually, out of all of them.
Yeah, probably the most extravagant.
Yeah.
It's like a peacock.
Yes, like a peacock.
Yes.
But yes, and you were all, like, dressed in different colours as well. That was...
Absolutely.
Yeah, completely deliberate, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we had a great time at that festival, actually. It was really good. So many brilliant bands, and we're playing on the big top stage, which was great sound, and yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah, it was awesome. Absolutely fantastic festival, and you know, all the organisers were brilliant as well. It was absolutely fantastic.
We just happened to get those sun rays on the back of the stage as well. They painted on sun rays.
God, yeah, I forgot about that.
Apt for us.
Yeah.
Perfect. I know, is it De La Soul were the headliners, but actually the highlight of the whole festival for me were the Skints on the main stage.
Definitely.
Absolutely, hands down, the best band that I saw.
Yeah.
Rightio. Well, since then, you've been doing a lot of gigging. So tell us about some of your favourite places that you've gigged.
Ooh. Well,
that's a tricky one.
Definitely the Trestle Theatre in our hometown of St Albans. That's just an incredibly good place to play, and a really, really good night as well, called the Live Music Project. That's something that they do every month, I believe, isn't it? And we've done it a couple of times since August.
Auburn Arena?
The Auburn Arena, yeah. Supported Top Loader for our album launch about a month ago, and that was... really fun experience, definitely.
Absolutely. Yeah, we had our first gig down in Brighton a month or two ago, and that was absolutely fantastic as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's great.
We'll be starting to book more gigs down that neck of the woods very soon, actually.
It was actually in Hove, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, sorry, Hove.
Still,
Hove.
Same thing, you know.
It's literally a step
away. Very, yeah, it's a really good pub called the Neptune. It's like a very music orientated pub, so yeah,
that's what we like.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look, you shall find them. Yeah.
Excellent. We'll talk about what gigs you've got coming up, and you do have a very busy and very impressive schedule of gigs. But first of all, let's tempt people to come to them with some more music. What track are you going to do for us next?
The name of this song is called Fiery Sky.
Okay, take it away, Nick and the Sun Machine, here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM.
Fight with me, dine with this fool.
in a fiery sky.
Yes.
Love you, Cleveland!
And I'm sure Cleveland loves you too. Nick and the Sun Machine live here in the Phoenix FM studio, and that track of theirs was entitled Fiery Sky. Which is one of the tracks that you can get on their album, Wide Lying Smiles, available in download and CD form from Bandcamp. Where was that album recorded, just out of interest?
We recorded it in Hitchin, actually, at the Analog Rooms, which is basically Andy's pad, you know, our producer, Andy Davies. Yeah, and he's got a really nice little studio there, so, yeah, Hitchin.
Baking tape and lots of tape everywhere.
Oh yeah, baked tape in the oven. Never seen anyone do that before, you know. It's
very
like
surreal seeing someone taking a tape of roll of tape out of the oven with oven gloves on.
Wow.
That's what you do, apparently.
Yeah.
I bet you saw that and thought, right, I've now seen everything.
Yeah. We're going to get a slice.
We're going to eat
tea.
Tape as well.
Excellent. Okay, so we talked a bit about gigs that you've been doing. Tell us about what gigs you've got coming up in May. From there on.
The first one is at the Half Moon Acoustic Club, which is quite a renowned acoustic club, apparently. We've never done it before, in Bishop Stortford. And it's, we were asked to come along and do a, you know, 45-minute set for that one. And that's the first, Thursday the 1st of May. After that, we're supporting a group called the CC Smugglers in Hitchin, just around the corner from where our producer lives, although, you know, it's very difficult to get him out sometimes. But, we'll see what happens. Yeah, but that's at Club 85. And then I think we've got another one at Acklam on the 16th. Are there any others, guys? Okay, yeah, there probably are, but I'm just forgetting.
Yeah, there's plenty to pick from.
Yeah, yeah, most of our gigs are on our website. All of them are, in fact, so, yeah.
Tell us the website.
It's www.nickandthesunmachine.co.uk.
Excellent.
Yes.
Right, so, well, and yes, and what a fine website it is as well. Okay, we've got time for one more musical choice.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Where have you gone? I am calling on
of your next phone.
You are listening to Curveballs on Phoenix FM. I'm Nick Field. You've just heard Alarm Call by The Correspondents, which was another musical choice by my guest tonight, Nick and the Sun Machine. Tell us a bit about The Correspondents, gents.
Well, The Correspondents are a two-man act. One is an MC, singer, and all-round entertainer and dancer. And the other is a really talented DJ. We were fortunate enough to be on the same bill as them at Stand and Calling in Wilkstock last year, and I got to go to their album launch only last month. So Alarm Call's off their brand new album, and their first album. They've been together for like 5, 6, 7 years by now, and they probably gig 3 or 4 times a week. They're one of the busiest bands out there. So yes, absolutely fantastic music.
He just doesn't ever stop dancing for about 2 hours. It's quite amazing feat of
that is definitely not a
feat. He dances for 2 hours solid, and sometimes has like a trampoline and a treadmill on stage as well.
Wow, I never saw that.
No, I've never seen it myself, but I've seen videos.
Oh. I want to get to one of their gigs already.
Yeah. It was pretty special.
I think it's kind of a mixture. You know, all of their music has foundations in jungle, which is where they started out doing, because he was sort of more of an MC, but they use a lot of swing. And I think the term chap hop gets applied to it as well. Yeah, they're both well-spoken fellas.
Excellent. Wow.
How can you not like that?
simple answer that, you can't. okay, so what do the next few months hold for Nick and the Sun Machine? Are you going to be doing more gigging? Is there more recording on the horizon? What are your plans?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, we're recording a new single at the moment called One Thing. We haven't decided on a B-side, but I think, you know, we'll Knock something up, you know. Yeah. yeah, and lots of, you know, just carry on booking gigs. And, you know, we plan to tour later in the year.
On that note, we'll be doing in June, we will be playing at the Proud Galleries in Camden, and that's for the Ting Music launch night. And Ting Music are a booking agency and management company that we've recently got involved with, and they're sort of helping us slowly but surely raise our profile, and we'll be booking gigs for later on in the year. The idea is to do what all bands are having to do now, and that is take it on the road full time, give up all the day jobs and keep on going.
Ah, fantastic. Well, very good luck to you with that, gentleman. And let's hear some more of your livelihood. What's the last track that you've got for us?
This is the song that we're recording as a single. It's called One Thing.
Okay, take it away, Nick and the Sun Machine here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. That is indeed the sound of Nick and the Sun Machine live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled One Thing, and it is One Thing that we'll be hearing from you soon as a new single.
Indeed, yes it is. Yeah,
excellent. I'm going to give a shout out to a listener of ours, Tom Mullen, who saw you playing in Reading and was very impressed.
Oh yeah, really?
So
great.
So yes, he was really enthusing about it when I said that you were coming in. So yes, that was for you, Tom. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheers, Tom. Yeah. Very much.
Excellent. So all that remains to say is where is the place that people can find more about Nick and the Sun Machine?
Well, you can go to our website, www.nickandsunmachine.co.uk. You can find us on everything from Bandcamp, SoundCloud, iTunes, and very soon to be on Spotify. And
that's right, yeah.
And Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, like us on Facebook, and we'll keep you updated. You know, we do sort of regular posts, obviously, so, yeah.
And in fact, if you like us on Facebook, and then you invite your friends to like us on Facebook, if you can get us 20 to 25 likes, you'll get a free album.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
there you go, listeners. And yes, in case you're wondering, your friends will love them.
Yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. And people will be able to go to the website to see all the upcoming gigs that you've got in May as well. Is the one you're looking forward to mostly?
Probably the one at Club 85 for me, I think, supporting the CC Smugglers. You know, it's a great venue, and they are an excellent band as well. So, it'd be great to play with them.
Club 85.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Excellent. And all that remains to say is if you have any shout-outs, do make them known.
Well, I think, there's a few shout-outs. One to...
Many as you like.
One to the lovely Kate Snowden for an amazing album review that she did for us. It's absolutely blinding. She was at the album launch gig. So, also, I think Denise Parsons, who runs the Trestle Live Music Project. If you can get down there, it is well worth going to. It's amazing music. It's free to get in, and it's a great venue as well.
Definitely. Yeah. Do we have any more?
We've probably got
Mum, Dad.
Hi, Mum.
And Helen as well.
Helen Meisner, yeah.
Yeah, of the Folkestock Arts Foundation. He's been doing so much work in Hertfordshire and starting to get out of Hertfordshire as well. Try and promote sort of non-mainstream music as well. She's been doing loads of work.
Yeah, I could go on. Daria Kulish as well. Great, you know, fantastic radio show that unfortunately ended recently, but she's just wonderful on the Hertfordshire music scene and sort of promoting sort of great folk musicians and the like. So, yeah, she's fantastic as well. Yeah.
And to Radio Verulam as well, actually, the St Albans local radio station.
Oh, right, yeah. Local.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, it's different. You know.
I think they seem to be a radio station who have same idea as you, and that's sort of trying to get hold of interesting music and different music and, you know, sort of celebrating that. I think it's great.
Yeah, we don't mind shouting out to them if they're fighting the good fight like we are. That's the way I see it.
Maybe you can join forces.
You never know. Well, www.nickandthesunmachine.co.uk is the place to find out more, find out where they're playing, and get your hands on the album Wide Lying Smiles, which is available now. I think it's fair to say that the future very much starts here. Nick and the Sun Machine, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.